From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is in Copenhagen, where climate talks are deadlocked. Today is the final day, and with no agreement as yet, Mr. Obama changed his schedule and met with leaders of 18 other nations in an unannounced session. Sweden's environment minister says an agreement has not emerged because of continued contention between rich and poor nations. The Swedish minister says it's now up to world leaders to reach an accord in Copenhagen. Ben Bernanke is one step closer to being confirmed for a second term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. The Senate Banking Committee has approved his nomination. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Capitol Hill.
Senate Banking Committee Chair Chris Dodd led the majority in support of Bernanke's reappointment.
The Federal Reserve took extraordinary actions to arrest this crisis and prevent utter economic catastrophe. And I believe nothing short of that was at risk in the absence of those actions. And because he did what he did, I believe there's reason to believe that better days do lie ahead.
But Republicans such as Jim DeMint of South Carolina criticized Bernanke for not providing enough information about the bailouts of failing financial firms like insurance giant AIG.
We cannot have a Federal Reserve that the majority of Americans no longer trust. And that's where we are today.
The full Senate is expected to vote on the Federal Reserve Chairman's confirmation before the end of next month. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The sole surviving gunman in last year's deadly attacks in Mumbai has retracted his confession. Appearing in a special court today, Muhammad Ajmal Kassab denied that he's the man shown in pictures carrying an assault rifle during the attacks. He told the judge he'd been framed by police and tortured into confessing. He said he'd arrived in Mumbai as a tourist and was arrested 20 days before the siege began. The State Department says Pakistan has been delaying hundreds of visas for U.S. diplomats and contractors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman Robert Wood says many U.S. officials and contractors are waiting for their visas to be renewed. And if this goes on much longer, it could set back U.S. aid efforts in Pakistan.
This is a big concern to us. We've raised it at very senior levels. But we're committed to try and work with Pakistan to make sure that we can get these visas and get on with the business of what we're trying to do in Pakistan.
He says the U.S. has no clear picture from Pakistan as to why the visas are not being issued to Americans who he says are engaged in a wide range of activities. The visa holdups add to an already tense relationship because of U.S. pressure on Pakistan to crack down on militants. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A bomb has exploded close to a mosque used by police in northwest Pakistan. Police say the blast went off as worshippers were leaving Friday prayers in the Lower Deer region. At least four people were killed. More than two dozen others were injured, most of them police. Lower Deer is next to the Swan Valley, where the army carried out an offensive against Taliban militants this year. From Washington, this is NPR News. A new report from an organization opposed to capital punishment says Texas and other states with high execution rates are sentencing far fewer inmates to death, a trend that's gradually reducing the death row inmate population across the country. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
The Death Penalty Information Center says the number of death sentences imposed this year was 106, the smallest number since capital punishment was reenacted in 1976. In the 1990s, about 295 people were executed each year. 51 people were executed in 11 states this year. The center partly attributes the drop in executions and death sentences to fears of sending innocent people to their deaths. It also cites the high cost of the death penalty and laws that allow inmates to be sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole. Nine men sentenced to death were exonerated and released this year. That's the second highest number of exonerations since the death penalty was reinstated, according to the report. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
There's yet another legal delay for a New Jersey man who's been battling for years to get his 9-year-old son returned from Brazil. The boy's been living with a stepfather since his mother died. She took the boy to Brazil in 2004 on a vacation but never returned. Earlier this week, a regional court said the boy's father, David Goldman, could take his son home to New Jersey. But Brazil's Supreme Court now says the boy must stay in Brazil while it reviews the case. Because of the dispute, New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg is holding up a trade bill that would benefit Brazil. Global stock markets are mixed. Shares in Europe opened higher today, but most Asian markets fell. They closed down 1% or less. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.